So as we've already heard, and I'm sure we all know, it is Halloween today. And I imagine most of us know that it comes from, it's a shortening. Halloween is a shortening of the phrase All Hallows Eve, which is celebrated the night before All Saints Day, which is tomorrow. So for us today, the Sunday before All Saints Day, we celebrate All Saints Sunday, when we're remembering all of our saints. But who do we United Church people consider to be saints? What do you think? You've named some of them already with Carrie. What saints do we recognize in the United Church? Can you think of who? Our church is not named after a saint, but there are some United Churches that are named after saints. Can you think of some of those? St. Stephen's, yes. St. Luke. St. Andrew's Wesley. Oh, there's two there, aren't there? I don't know if Wesley is officially a saint, but I think in the United Church, which partially comes from the Methodist tradition, he is a saint, isn't he? Yeah. Anyone else? There's a St. Aidan. I'm big on the Celtic saints. You'll notice this. Pardon? St. Patrick, of course. Joseph. St. Joseph. We have St. Joseph the Worker Catholic Church nearby. And St. Alban? St. Edward? Oh, really? Ah, that one's new to me. And we recognize all the disciples along with St. Andrew. Peter, James, we've already said Peter, James, John, Luke, as we've said. Mark, along with the Apostle Paul, as we've said. And St. Bridget, who I mentioned earlier. I'm not going to say a whole lot more about her today, because I'll probably preach a whole sermon on her one of these days. Maybe at her feast day in February. So does that cover most of them? No? A smart person's shaking their head. Not nearly, right? We're missing thousands, hundreds of thousands, millions of saints. Because every believer, every Christian, every person of faith, every follower of Christ is a saint. And when we say saint, we don't mean that they're perfect. There is no saint that was ever perfect. Guaranteed. The way the Bible uses the word saint is to refer to us all who are part of the community of faith. Now, sometimes we associate the word saint with people who are particularly virtuous, but that's not what a saint actually is. When we celebrate All Saints, or when we talk about the communion of saints, we are talking about our connection with every other faithful person in history, past and future, as well as present, living today. Through the timeless love of God, we are united as one in the family of faith. We are one with all who went before us and all who will come after us and all who are with us today. When we celebrate All Saints, we're not just celebrating the famous saints that we've named who have been canonized by the ancient church. We are celebrating all Christian people, all people of faith in every age. Henry Nouwen, one of my favorite teachers, says that saints are people like us. Through baptism, we become part of a family that is much larger than our biological family. It's a family of people set apart by God to be light in the darkness. Not that they succeed at that all the time, but who seek to be light in the darkness. These set apart people are called saints. We might tend to think of saints as holy and pious and picture them with halos above their heads. Even the picture of Saint Bridget I shared earlier had a halo. But saints, in fact, are much more accessible. What makes them saints is their focus on God, their desire to be servants of God and God's people. Some of their lives might look quite different than ours, but most of their lives are very similar to our own. They truly are people like us. The saints are our brothers and sisters calling us to be like them in faithfulness. Now, the Feast of All Saints is a time for honoring not only those who are known and recognized as enlightened souls, but more especially the unknowns. The saints who walk beside us unrecognized down the millennia, like Carrie's grandma. Sometimes we never realize that someone's a saint until much later in life. We never know who is walking beside us, who is our spiritual teacher at the time. Sometimes we only realize it much later that the person who annoyed us so much was in fact our personal Obi-Wan Kenobi, our mentor, our teacher, our saint. All Saints is a splendid, subversive day in the Christian calendar because it reminds us, in fact, we are all saints, all of us are part of the procession of saints. Someone once called Nelson Mandela, who I would certainly name as one of the great saints of our time, when they tried to call him a saint, Mandela said, "I am not a saint unless you think of a saint as a sinner who keeps on trying." Well, that's so true. We are all saints because we are sinners who keep on trying. I learned that there's a beautiful carving in a museum in New York City. It's called a Romanesque lintel. Now, some of you enlightened folks might know what a lintel is, but I had to read that it's a post that goes over a doorway, an important doorway. And this carved post had a beautiful depiction of the Palm Sunday procession. Everyone is holding palm branches, and at the head of the procession, of course, Jesus is riding on a donkey, and around him you can see children waving their palm branches, and behind him the adults, and they're all dressed in Near Eastern dress, as you might expect from people in Palestine, Israel. But behind them, there are still more people, men and women, dressed in European clothing. They're not dressed like the Palestinian Israelis. Instead, they're wearing 20th century European clothing. There's a shopkeeper, a butcher, a baker, a bishop, a priest, women and men. This carving, which welcomed people into that ancient French church a church in France, depicts the communion of saints, the procession of saints. So as people came into church, they saw that they were becoming part of that centuries-long procession, along with those depicted in the carving. First comes Jesus and those who first met him, our grandmothers and grandfathers in the faith. And then there we all are, blending into the procession. In fact, it's a 4,000-year-old procession because, as we heard last week with the story of Abraham and Sarah, it started long before the time of Christ. I wanted to tell you about one of my personal saints today. Earlier this month, our family marked the third anniversary of my mom's death. Second anniversary, oh my goodness. Yes. Time has flown, and yet it also seems so long. My mother's name was Joyce Davis, or Joyce Daniel at birth. She was a remarkable woman. She was one of the great saints in my life. She grew up in Montreal. And she went to McGill University to become a teacher, and she became a teacher. But there she met this guy over here at McGill in their choir. See, choir is very important to me. They sang in the McGill Glee Club together. And they got married and they heard the call to go to Japan. This quiet girl from Montreal who grew up in a very quiet household married a loud guy. And then they shipped out all the way to Japan. It took them, 3 weeks by boat? Oh, 11 days. It grows in my mind, right? The stories always grow. 11 days by ship. A flight that would take, 10 hours today. And they had to stay there for 5 years before they got to come back to visit. And they were there for 15 years altogether. That's where I was born. That's why I was born there. There she became one of the hardest working people in society, a pastor's wife. In a Korean church, pastor's wives work hard always, but especially in the Korean church, wow, they're expected to do a lot. When our family came back to Canada, she continued her education. She became a diaconal minister. Actually, in those days, they called them a deaconess. You may remember that term. You may know some deaconesses or diaconal ministers. And later on, she continued her education. She got a couple more degrees. Through my older childhood and teen years, and when I was going to university, so was my mom. She was working and going to school, working in the church and getting more education, and eventually she also became an ordained minister. She would do whatever it took to be useful in the church, to do what she felt called to do. She was a saint. She was not perfect. She drove us crazy sometimes. She made mistakes. But for me, she is an incredible example of faith. She never lost faith, no matter how bad things got, no matter how dire something looked. One of the things that she used to say was, "Have faith, God is still working." That phrase has been so important to us these last couple of years since she died, and especially during COVID. We've actually put it up in our kitchen. It's been there all along, reminding us from my mom, have faith, God is still working. And I imagine you could tell stories about the saints in your life. I know you can. We are part of a movement of faithful folk and disciples of Jesus that has been building something down through the ages. Not building an actual building like we're in now, but building the kingdom or reign of God. Down through the ages, each member of Christ's church, including each of us, has been building the reign of God. Each generation makes its contribution to the larger project of building the new earth that we heard about in our reading today from the book of Revelation. With every sacrifice, with every gift of our time and our money and our commitment and our love, we are working with God as God's servants to build the kingdom of God. That's what all the saints are engaged in doing. From the time when God called Abraham and Sarah to journey out into the wilderness to a land they did not know, right up to this very day in 2021, every one of us is part of this great project, this movement. And it's been going on for centuries, and for all we know, it will go on for centuries still. We are not done yet, that's for sure. In fact, we will never be able to finish the job ourselves. Only Christ can finish that job, complete the work, as he returns and brings the kingdom to completion. In the meantime, we take all that we have inherited, add our part, and pass it on to the next generation. We never stop building God's reign. This grand project connects us to all the saints who have gone before us. The grandmas and the St. Joyce's and the St. Bridget's, and the St. Andrew's, and the St. Wesley's, and all of your saints. We know that we are surrounded by a great cloud of witnesses on whose shoulders we stand, who guide us and encourage us. We have a rich inheritance in our saints. Whether we know them by name or not, our saints have passed on to us their love for God, their love for this world that God loves. And we join them in building God's kingdom until Christ returns to complete that work, bringing an end, as the scripture says, to sorrow and sadness, an end to injustice and need. We join the saints who have gone before us, who follow us, and our Lord is with us. Thanks be to God. Amen.